Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Monique. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing?
This is Kimberly Richardson calling. I was calling trying to start up an unemployment claim. I had went to the unemployment office and it told me to call this number.
Okay. Give me one second.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, sir.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You say you want to file a claim?
I want to go through the procedure to start my claim, to start filing. You know, I can start filing every Saturday.
Every Sunday?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your social?
416-17-3816.
You said 416-17-3816?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your first and last name?
Kimberly Richardson. I'm eating that one. Kimberly Richardson.
It's okay. Can I have your date of birth?
10-30-78.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name is Higginson.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, or writing, and understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What was the highest grade level you completed in school?
11th.
Your driver's license number?
My driver's license number. Hold on just a second. Let me give it to you. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me see if I can pull it back up here.
Yes, ma'am. It's fine.
It's I-445661.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checkings or savings account. Or the AFS. Or you can do a prepaid benefits card.
Let me do this. How long do it take that prepaid benefit card to come through whenever you do it that way? Because I don't have my banking account number.
It would take additional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you.
Yes, ma'am. Let's do it that way.
Okay. Can I have your address, please?
121 Liberty Street, Monroeville, Alabama, 36460.
Is your residence address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can I have your telephone number?
My telephone number
is
251-910.
251-910?
Yes, ma'am. 2325. Hold on just a minute. Let me make sure that's it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. 2325 is. You got the 910-2325.
Yes, ma'am. 251-910-2325.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to verify your address. You said 121 Liberty Street, Monroeville, Alabama 36460.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2402 East 15th Avenue, 2641 North Challenger Lane, or 3001 Bogey Circle Southeast, or 408 Cambrian Ridge Trail, or you have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
No, ma'am. Neither one of them.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a correct, has a current formal or formal associated to you? Hoover, Franklin, Auburn, or Athens, or none of the above?
Franklin, Alabama.
Which of the following addresses have ever been associated with? 103 Madison Road, 1813 18th Avenue, 2155 Purdue Hill Road, or 831 Artillery Range West, or you have never been associated with any of these addresses?
What did you say, 2155 Purdue Hill Road?
Purdue Hill Road.
Yes, ma'am. I used to live there, that address, 2155 Purdue Hill Road.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another
state?
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing for DUA, disaster unemployment assistance?
What is it?
Are you filing for DUA, disaster unemployment assistance?
No, ma'am.
The last day you worked?
My last day of work was last Wednesday.
February,
I think that was like the 9th, wasn't it?
February 9th. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am. I've been mentally and physically able to work. Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Say it again, please.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in normal trade or occupation?
Say that again one more time.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from the employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am. I'm not receiving any income.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Miles, probably 30 miles.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.
Did you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
I don't know what I don't know if they would call People's Mark a union high or what. I used to work under People's Mark. Well, I was working at Vanity Fair, but we got paid under People's Mark, which is a hiring company, you know, that hires you onto a job, like
yes,
a temp service.
Yes, ma'am. Did your employer give you a defined date to return to work?
No, ma'am. They just said that my job had ended.
Okay. What was your job title?
Pricing upstairs. I was upstairs pricing, and I also fastened bras.
So what was your job title?
Actually, I was like a pricer. You know how you put the price tags on the bras and stuff?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I was doing.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Am I seeking work? Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What That's like you... looking for work, right?
Yes. No, I was asking, was you seeking work in your occupation? Like, were you looking for work, like, doing that again?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You said the last job was People Mart, right?
Yes, ma'am. People Mart in Monroeville, Alabama. That's what we were getting paid upon, but we were working like at Vanity Fair.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, through the balloon, you know, we were getting paid under People Mart. People Mart was paying us.
People Mart was in what city?
Monroe County.
Monroe? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Monroe County, Alabama.
Do you have their number?
I got to look it up in this on this thing here. Do you need me to look it up and give it to you?
Yes, ma'am. I need the telephone number.
Oh, God, hold on just a minute. Look up on your phone and pull up People Mart. Hold on just a minute. Hold on just a minute. I'm just going to look it up for you. Okay, the number would be,
yes, ma'am.
No, that ain't the number, but that's an out-of-town number. Hold on. Hold on just a minute. Y'all
apologize. People
Mart. Hold on just a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all apologize.
Hold on just a minute. You sit here, right?
Ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay. Hold on just a minute. Okay. Okay, pull up these Martin on for me.
Five seven five.
2432. It's a 251 number.
When did you start?
Ma'am.
When was your start date?
I started actually November the it was in November, I do know. I think it was like November the I know it was in November.
Okay.
Like November the 20th or
hey, 2021, right?
This year, 2022. No,
January.
2021.
Right. I mean, it's been.
You're right. 2022. I'm sorry. 2021. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you took dumbass out of here.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am. I haven't applied for anything.
Why are you no longer working?
She said the job title had ended. That's what she told me. She said my job had ended.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm going to give you a temporary pen. Are you ready for it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's 1678.
Hold on just a minute. 1678. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you got it? All right. You ready?
Yes, ma'am, I got it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirement effectively this week. So that would be Sunday, the 20th. February. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work, actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you file through the internet, the website is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file through the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Can you give me that number again?
800-752.
Yes, ma'am.
7389.
Yes, ma'am. That's to file a claim, right?
Yes, ma'am, every week.
Okay. Hey, I got one more question to ask you before we get too far. You said I had to go on the website and do a what now for the career center? I got to go on there and do something for a job, you said?
Yes, ma'am, at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Yes, ma'am, I need to go on there and do that.
Yes, ma'am, just and update your online resume.
Online resume. And do my okay. So I need to go to the unemployment office and do that, right?
The career center.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on the next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive your booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Miss Kimberly, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. I don't have any. So let me ask you this. So you said I need to go to the Alabama Career Center and do a what now?
Just be filing for a job. Just doing a job, looking for a job every week.
Okay. I do that anyway. Look for a job.
That's it.
So let me ask you this. Do I need to go online and do something online before I get this up, before I start, or just go around looking for jobs and have that ready?
Yes, ma'am. Just be looking for you for work.
Okay. So do I need to go on there and do the I need to do my resume, right? That's what you said, go on there and complete my resume should be up to date because I just got through doing pennies probably. Ain't even been 6 months ago.
Yes, ma'am. You do that on the website.
So would my resume be still up to
date? I don't see I don't see stuff like that, ma'am. I'm just filing. Okay. I just file claims.
Okay. So I'll just call in every Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
And just keep looking for work.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay then. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Yes, ma'am. You have a blessed day too, sweetie. Thank you.
Thank you.